This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. An unprecedented spate of wildfires raging across the state of Oregon has kept more than 500,000 people, about one of every eight residents, under evacuation alerts this Friday, even as weary firefighters took advantage of improved weather to go on the offensive against the blazes. The wind-driven conflict have destroyed thousands of homes in a matter of days, making Oregon the latest epicenter in a larger summer outbreak of fire sweeping the western United States, collectively scorching a landscape the size of the state of New Jersey, killing at least two dozen people. Although at least four lives were known to have been lost in Oregon this week, the governor, Kate Brown, has warned the death toll could grow far higher and said that dozens of people have been reporting missing in three fire-stricken counties. A Northern California wildfire that destroyed a foothill hamlet has become the state's deadliest blaze of the year. This is with at least 10 people confirmed dead. Searchers are still looking for more than a dozen missing people. Authorities say the North Complex fire near a small city exploded in wind-driven flames earlier in the week, and it's advancing more slowly after the winds eased and smoke from the blaze shaded the area and lowered the temperature, allowing firefighters to make some progress. That was actually a change from the hot weather and gusty winds that 2 days earlier sent flames exploding through foothills northeast of San Francisco, destroying at least 2,000 buildings. U.S. President Trump and Democratic rival Joe Biden marked the 19th anniversary of the September 11th attacks at Memorial's Fridays, and their differences in style were sharply on display. This is VOA.